KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect. You know, coming up here on Saturday, January 29th, is the Wellness in the Word Workshop. And two of my, one of my favorite people and a new favorite person that I've just met are in studio. Jennifer Bryant with Nourish Nutrition Counseling is in studio with Gina Cordova. She owns Rise and Abide Fitness, Truth and Fitness to the Glory of God. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope Gina has a good experience and our callers aren't too mean to her and all of that good stuff. No, I really appreciate you both being here. Jennifer, you've been on the program now. I started almost 3 years ago, June 17th. You were the first person on the program.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
You didn't know that?
No. So I knew I was one of the first.
So you get to take credit for all the good things.
Oh, that's great.
That's fun. Jennifer, I always have fun talking about this because you believe food is fun.
Yes.
You're anti-diet.
I am.
In fact, you told us a million times at least in 3 years that if you have been on a diet, that is actually an indicator that you will be gaining weight, not losing weight.
Yes. And yes, so, it's the number one indicator that you will gain weight.
Isn't that a fascinating thing? So this has a lot not just to do with our bodies, but our minds, our spirit, and we're going to talk about all that today. Jennifer, before we get to Gina and talk to her about her, what she does, we're going to talk to you a little bit about Nourish Nutrition Counseling. I kind of want to know, what's changed in the time you've been on the program and how have you had to adjust what you do?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I did start my business about 4 years ago now. And when I first started, I was really passionate about helping people make habit changes that would last a lifetime. But what was happening is people would come to me and they were having a hard time changing the way that they thought about taking care of their bodies. So they were still in sort of like that diet mode. So as I'm helping them change their habits, they're thinking, oh, I only have to do this for a couple months while I'm working with Jennifer. And then they would just go back to the way that they were eating, you know. And so I sort of shifted over the last couple of years to really focusing on, okay, this is not a diet. If you want a diet, you are not the right person, you know, to be working with me. So I am focusing a little bit more on what I call intentional eating, which is based a lot on the intuitive eating principles, getting rid of dieting, but then also putting that faith aspect in and making that a bigger part of what I do. And so that changes everything, really. It changes the motivation behind it. It changes how we think about all of it. And so it does really become more about a lifelong change rather than a short-term thing.
So I have to confess something about a couple people that work together with me, coworkers, including my daughter, Abby. So she's been worked with you a little bit. And then Catherine Gardner, who runs Calvary College for us here. She's been involved with working with you as well. So when any of us see each other, and I guess I kind of started it, when I see them eating something they shouldn't be eating, I say, I'm going to tell Jennifer.
And I would probably say, well, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, okay. So that's probably not what I should have started, is it?
Probably not, yes.
Hey, let me tell our listeners something interesting about Gina Cordova. She owns a business called Rise and Abide Fitness. She can actually swim upside down with her feet out of the water, can't you?
I can, although it has been quite a while. I think it's second nature.
That's really cool. You were a synchronized swimmer and obviously a fitness person.
Yes. So, I was a synchronized swimmer for 18 years, devoted my life to that. And in my early teens, I decided I wanted to go to the Olympics, and that was my heart pursuit. Yeah. And I swam for 18 years and then retired. The Lord made it clear after I gave my life to Him that I was really doing it for my own, to fulfill something within myself, seeking an identity in it, and just just not for the right reasons. And he had other things for me. And so after fighting him for a year, I finally surrendered and retired and then ended up in Albuquerque, of all places.
Okay. Well, you'll see that I don't do a lot of the kind of working out that you do because there has to be some motor skills involved, which I have none. Unless there's a ball. I can bounce a ball okay, you know, back and forth and around. At least I used to. I don't know if I haven't picked one up for a while. But do you talk about God with people when you're working out?
Oh, yes. That's what Rise and Abide Wellness is all about. Like, I started it because, I work out at home because I have kiddos and I'm a homeschooling mom and busy, and it's just easy to work out at home. But I didn't appreciate the focus, the worldly focus on the body. Like, you know, build a better whatever, build better legs, build better this. Like, oh, no, I just want to be in shape and take care of my body so I can take care of my kids, so I can serve my family, right?
But Gina, you didn't always have that perspective.
I did not. That is the grace of God and just him transforming me through the renewal of the mind, through God's word. And as we get to know the Lord better and he grows us in our faith, you know, our desires change. And I knew that pursuing a certain body type for my own sake is empty. I felt that emptiness. I did that for plenty of years and it never fulfilled, but I found my fulfillment in Christ and in Christ alone. And so started to think through, how do these things combine? And seeing, I did find a fitness ministry that combined God's word with fitness, and that kind of started to change my mentality. I started to find more freedom being able to exercise because I enjoy it and that that's okay. It's not shameful. Like, it's not anti-God that I enjoy exercise. Like, that's a gift that God gave me and I can enjoy it, but it has to be in its proper place, right? God first and foremost, and it has to be for the right reason. Otherwise, it's an idol. And so through that, I did some training, became a group fitness instructor. I've always loved to exercise, right? And I love God's word, and I've been in women's ministry. And so God just kind of married these things and gave me this wonderful opportunity to minister to women, sharing God's word with them, praying with them, and then offering fitness opportunities that focus on Christ instead of focusing on, like, worldly standards.
Should we talk about some of those worldly standards? Because I saw some magazines just at the grocery store this morning on my way to work. And the images on those magazines are delivering a message to women that, to me, didn't seem very encouraging.
I think not just to women, too, Jim. I think that's universal. And we're seeing more negative thinking patterns with men, too, now. And not just now, but it's growing now. That's Gina and I both, which is part of why we're partnering here, because we both have such a heart to help people. She used a really good word, freedom. I think that's so important because, you know, both of us have felt that before, where we feel like slaves to food or how our bodies look or to exercising. And we sort of get stuck in this diet mentality where we're working out a lot or we're counting calories or we're counting carbohydrates and we're restricting what we eat so much that our body gets hungry. And when we ignore those cues enough, we break the rules and we go off our diet and we end up overeating and then we feel guilty again. And then the cycle starts over. And so it's like this vicious cycle. And I think feeling like a slave or feeling stuck is a really good way to describe it. And that's both of our passions, is to help people get out of that cycle. And instead of focusing on how our body looks, focusing on taking care of ourselves.
Gina, yes. Is there hope for somebody that might be listening that has even gone to the extent of experiencing eating disorders? Can they be freed from that worry and whatever causes that?
Yes. I mean, I was there myself. Again, as a synchronized swimmer, what do? You're in a bathing suit like all the time. And there was always this competition to be the skinniest. I mean, in the locker room, pinching our bodies, and we were really pinching skin, but like, look how fat I am. And that is slavery. And I was stuck in that for so, so long. And then even being treated, I wasn't treated well, I don't think, and overcoming it. And so it just kind of went to other ways where I would then turn to food and binge and turn to it to stuff emotions. And so But through Christ, there is hope. There's always hope in Christ. And I think over the last few years, I've learned even more deeply the power of gospel transformation, that I don't have to fix myself to come to Christ, because I can't, right? We're all dead in our sins and trespasses. And Christ comes to us because of God's love, right? And he's the one that gives us new life. And then he transforms us by the renewing of our mind. And we can definitely come out of that cycle through Jesus Christ and through his word.
We've had an unusual 2 years with COVID.
Yes.
A lot of people in their homes. A lot of people haven't gotten off the couch. I talked to somebody this morning that said they went and worked out. And man, they're so sore. And they were thinking that there was something wrong with that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you haven't worked out. I just recently completed a training for coaching the Albuquerque Public Schools. So I do some volunteer work with the Albuquerque Public Schools. And they said something in this training that I didn't realize. They said that if you are an athlete and you stop training for about 14 days straight, you literally lose almost all the conditioning that you achieve in that short amount of time. So for those of us who are not working out really hard and we're no longer athletes, we're just trying to maintain health, if you've sat on the couch for 30 days, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to motivate people to get up and get moving and start cooking healthy and moving? Is it hard to motivate them?
Yeah, I think it is, because it's a discipline, right? And as humans, we don't like discipline. Mm-hmm. We don't like that work, but I think that's where you want to focus on the results, right? And focus on that. I love to talk to my kids, right, about fruit trees. Like, the fruit doesn't come right away. Mm-hmm. We have to take care of that tree. And as that tree abides in the vine, right, or the branch abides in the vine, then the fruit comes. And so you have to look forward to what is on the other side, and then that work is worth it.
Well, I've got to read something because you just almost quoted it. Hebrews 12:11 says, "All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful."
Yes.
Another translation says, "Discipline is never pleasant, but it yields for those who train by it. It gives back more than you put into it."
Yes.
"Afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness."
Yes.
And peaceful fruit's important too. That's that transforming of the mind, because if you did diet, or you took the latest and greatest diet pill, or you went to the gym and forced yourself to do a certain amount of exercises and you reached that certain weight goal, you're not going to feel the peaceful fruit of doing that, are you?
Right. Well, and Jim, I was thinking as Gina was talking too, actually, that this is where we get stuck, is sort of this all or nothing mm-hmm. mentality, right? Where we're just sitting on the couch doing nothing, not eating healthy, not moving, doing nothing. Or, you know, we get motivated and we decide we're going to do everything all at once. And that's when we end up injuring ourselves or getting burnt out or restricting so much that we end up overeating. And so that's the start of that cycle. So one of my big goals when working with people is, let's find a middle. Let's find a happy, peaceful middle where you can live, where most of the time you're taking care of your body well, but there's still room for some of those, you know, fun treats and foods and things like that. And there's still room to sit on the couch and watch a movie sometimes. But much of the time, you know, we're working to move our bodies well and feed our bodies well.
People feel guilt.
Yes.
About missing a workout mm-hmm. or eating a scoop of uh-huh. ice cream.
Yeah.
That's not biblical.
No. In fact, I actually wrote an article about this last year because so many of my clients were struggling with those feelings of guilt and shame. And a lot of it was stemming from some emotional eating. So that's kind of an interesting, you know, area. We can talk about that a little bit later. But a lot of times if we feel guilty or shameful, it's important to kind of explore that and decide if, well, why are we feeling that way? Was our decision or our action actually sinful? Should we be feeling guilty? And then if so, I mean, like Gina was saying earlier, there's so much freedom in Christ, right? Like, there's forgiveness for that. It's already done. All we need to do is recognize our need for that forgiveness, right? So I think the guilt and shame thing is something that comes up every single day when I'm working with people.
Jennifer Bryant with NourishNutritionCounseling.com. All kinds of very helpful information are available on her website. She has a free newsletter. We're going to talk about food and faith to fuel your health a little bit later in the program. Gina Cordova has a website. It's riseandabidewellness.com. Good information there. She offers classes, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the workshop they're putting on, and that's going to be Saturday, January 29th at 9 o'clock a.m. Trinity at the Marketplace Church here in Albuquerque. We'll find out all the details on our next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Values of Champions. This is Roger Patterson with a Minute of Vision for Life. Coach Tony Dungy was a master motivator. He knew that he needed to stay a few steps ahead of his players. When asked what it takes to win as a team, Coach Dungy replied, "Hard work and togetherness. They go hand in hand. You need the hard work because it's such a tough atmosphere to win week in and week out. You need togetherness because you don't always win and you gotta hang tough together." You know, these two ingredients are what make teams great champions. When individuals on a team fail to work hard, they fail to prepare for their potential. When there is division in the ranks of a team, it diverts the team's attention as to what matters most. If you're leading a team, bring these values to the table and demonstrate them over and over again. Also, communicate these values so that everyone knows what's expected. And when you see your team members living these values out, commend them for embracing the culture it takes to become a champion.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
Saturday nights at 8 and Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. The new show, Tracks of Light.
Get your mind, see another world.
We trace back where we got on track with the light of Christ. Tracks of Light, locally sponsored by theplaceilike.com.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. I'm with Jennifer Bryant, Nurse Nutrition Counseling. Our listeners are very familiar with her. She has been on our program now for close to 3 years and been really just giving us all kinds of great information over that amount of time, and always an encouragement. And I will say this, Jennifer, always fun.
Thanks.
You have recipes on your website, which are free. People can download those. I've testified, and Abby, who's running the ship today behind the control panel, she'll tell you she likes some of those.
Yeah.
Hey, can your old man cook? Nod. Yes. a little bit. Okay. And gluten-free, by the way.
Yeah.
So all kinds of cool things there. I'm also with Gina Cordova, good friends with Jennifer, and they've gotten to know each other over the years. And I understand you used to be a client of Jennifer's.
Funny enough, I found out about Jennifer through this program.
Hey,
so,
it's working.
Yeah, sounds like maybe one of her first few times on even. But I was going through some medical situations and just didn't have it within me to do it myself, to go through an elimination diet and stuff. And so I reached out to Jennifer and worked with her for a few months, and it was a wonderful experience. She's so encouraging and points you to the Lord and will pray with you and pray for you. And man, it was really helpful.
Is that missing for a lot of women?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that we feel like we have to take care of our health and wellness on our own apart from Christ, but we can't really. What does he say in John? That apart from me, you can do nothing, right? But I think we've trained our minds to think, well, health and wellness is separate from my walk with Christ, when really nothing is.
Well, it's interesting to me that you've mentioned, hey, I was there myself in terms of eating disorder. Because I think there's a lot of women that might be listening and, oh, they don't want to let anybody know they have that going on. But when you can confess that, God uses it in a really powerful way to help other people.
So true. Yeah, you kind of feel like you have to go through it on your own, or you have to hide it. There's a lot of shame, like Jennifer was talking about, and feeling like, well, I have to overcome it on my own. Or it's a mind trap. It really, really is. And talking about it is one of the greatest ways to start coming out of it.
Yeah.
Well, you two have partnered up to put together the Wellness in the Word workshop. Is this going to be really, really expensive?
No.
No, it's free.
It's free. Gina and I, so funny, we've been talking on and off over the last couple of years. And, you know, we, like I said earlier, we both share the same heart in helping people find freedom and helping people bridge that gap between their faith and their physical well-being. And so we both sort of see it as a big picture kind of a thing where if we're going to take care of our physical bodies, we also need to take care of our spiritual bodies, right? And so feeding them both well, moving them both well, right? It's so important in balance and overall health and well-being. And so maybe it was at the end of last year, I reached out to Gina and I was like, I really want to do more of this. Should we, you know, put together a workshop? And, you know, with COVID, well, we're kind of ramping up again, but, you know, hopefully it won't be too bad. But we're like, let's do something in person. People are just craving that like in-person connection again. And so we came up with this workshop and thankfully found this wonderful venue at Trinity at the Marketplace Church.
Where is that located?
It's kind of close to Uptown.
Okay.
It's on Chama.
Yeah, Chama Street.
So near Louisiana and Manong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And before we're gone, I'll look up the address.
It's 2520 Chama.
2520 yes. Chama.
Yes. And so, yeah, they're going to let us use their space and we're really excited about it. We have some good goals. And, you know, as we've said already in this show today, I think the number one thing we always need to be focusing on is growing in our faith. And then everything else kind of follows. And so that's our number one goal with the workshop is to help women grow in their faith. And then through that, teach them some kind of practical ways to be a little bit healthier with their physical bodies.
People that are trying to get healthy because they want to look better, or people that want to attract someone else because that's why they're on the diet, or maybe they want to run faster than everybody else or jump higher. I mean, I understand all of those goals are in and of themselves not terrible, but the ultimate motivation is to please God and glorify God in your body. How do you do that in this workshop?
Yeah, Gina, you want to take
that? Yeah, so I think one of our main verses, Jennifer and I talk about this verse a lot, is Romans 12:2, where it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, right? And to glorify God is to do all things to his glory, to make him known, to focus on him rather than to be worshiping ourselves, right? And so we can look at our motives, right? I think that's one thing that we'll probably do is have some questions to kind of get to the heart, like, why am I pursuing fitness? Why am I pursuing a certain diet? Is it because it's going to glorify God, because it'll make me healthier so that I can care for the people that I have around me? Or is it just to, you know, draw attention to myself, right? And so obviously drawing attention to ourselves doesn't glorify God, because then we're elevating ourselves above God. We want to be making God great, not us, right? Because he is the one that is great. And so
there, and going back to, you asked it a little bit earlier, Jim, but with the culture, how does the culture sort of poison our motivations for that? And one of the things that I ask all my clients is, well, is there a physical reason or a health reason that you actually need to lose weight? And so they'll think about that for a minute. And sometimes there is, and sometimes there's a very good reason. You know, for example, like for insulin resistance, if you get diagnosed with prediabetes, we know that losing even just a really small amount of weight, about 5% of your body weight, makes a huge difference in your insulin resistance. And it can even reverse prediabetes. So that's an excellent physical reason to lose weight. But many of the times, and it happens a lot with women, they'll say, yeah, I think that I only wanted to lose that 10 or 20 pounds because, you know, culture was telling me I should, because I don't look exactly like, you know, like the magazine that I saw at the grocery store this morning, or whatever it was. And so that's a really interesting question to kind of think about. And there's no right answer. Of course, it depends on the person. But I think that that's the motivation behind it is really important.
How are you creating kind of a safe place for your workshop? Just women, right?
Yeah, just women.
Just women. Yep. I think that's so important because when we have men and women together, then it can just be more challenging to really be honest with your heart or to be open. And there's just something happens when you bring women together. It's like, huh, you can breathe and I can feel safe to express where I'm at. And here's a sister who probably will understand, you know, and Christian fellowship is also just so important for helping us grow in our walk with Christ, right? We aren't meant to do it on our own. And so, and then you hear from someone else, oh, I struggle with that too. And then, oh, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Gina, I get the sense though that you're a mom.
I am a mom.
Homeschooling.
I'm a homeschooler.
You're around your kids. You're around your husband. Seems like you would think of yourself as not alone. But in some ways, you're isolating yourself, aren't you? If you're not doing what you're talking about doing with other women now.
Yeah.
And part of our workshop, Gina and I were talking earlier this week about how we want it to flow. And we both, Gina shared a little bit of her story today as well. And I've shared mine in the past on the show. But we've both been there where we feel like we can't talk to anybody about this. We feel like we're the only one struggling with this. And so that's one of the points of this workshop is, you know, for those of us who have been through it, to help those who are going through it, to help people find that freedom in Christ, but with the goal of taking care of ourselves better for God's glory. And I think when we all center around that powerful motivation, there's some really good change and transformation that can happen.
What's a lie that the world's telling women today, since we're talking about women, and how do you fight against that?
Yeah, that's actually one of the main talks in our workshop. We're going to talk about some of the lies that sort of seep into our culture. And actually, I would love to just spend a minute. I had a great talk with a client this morning who said her New Year's resolution was to filter the noise around nutrition and exercise that she's getting from, she was specifically talking about her social media feed. So to stop following people who are promoting certain diets or who are talking about certain ways that we should look or ways to be younger or whatever, you know, whatever the lie is. And she said, I'm intentionally going to follow people who have pure and right motivations in taking care of their bodies. And I was like, what a great way to start is to kind of filter what you're putting into your mind, right? And we do that unintentionally so much where we just listen to things or we watch things and we don't really think about the effect that they're going to have on our decisions or our actions. And so I thought that was just a really good way to kind of fight those lies. Really practical example of what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
I think another lie is what fitness actually is, right? We picture, most of us, a certain physique. And so then we fall into the trap thinking, I have to look like so-and-so, like the magazines that you keep mentioning, right? Or that's what fitness is. And really, fitness is being ready for something, right? Being fit for an occasion or something, be made ready. And so I think a better way to approach it is, how can I be fit for my life, the life that God has given us? You know, the race set before us from Hebrews 12, right? We're all given a different race and we're called to be faithful with what we're given. And my race doesn't look like Jennifer's. It doesn't look like yours. It doesn't look like the lady on the magazine, right? And so, but I do need to take care of myself so that I can do those things well, right?
That's
one different approach to fitness as well as to eating. And
that's one of our lies. We're going to be talking about comparison and how that is just so detrimental. The only comparing that we should be doing is ourselves to Christ.
Mm. Yeah, for self-examination, right? So we can grow, because that it all comes back to.
Who is invited to the Wellness in the Word workshop? Again, it's a free event. 9 o'clock a.m. Trinity at the Marketplace Church, 2520 Chama. Is that northeast?
Yes.
Northeast. Okay. Over by Coronado, did you say?
By Coronado and Uptown.
Okay. Cool. Yep. I haven't been to Coronado for a while.
I know. Me neither.
I've been like on the west side at Cottonwood, so I probably need to get over there because I know everything changes. Saturday, January 29th, the event is free. There will be a love offering, but it's just an opportunity for people to come see what you do, talk to you. More than anything, you want people to start the process of renewing their mind.
Yes.
Gina, is your mind like a muscle where it takes a while to transform it? And maybe it's out of shape now, but can you get it in shape?
Yeah, I definitely think so. The more that it's like your body, the more that you feed it healthy food, the more that you crave healthy food and the less you crave junk, right? And so the same thing with our mind, the more that we feed it truths, everything that is good and pure and lovely, the more we desire those things, the more we naturally think about them. But it's a process just like everything else. Nothing happens overnight. Like I was listening to something this morning, like my house didn't get built overnight. Like it was a process and it's one step after the other. And I like to talk about consistency. It's consistency over time is not perfection. You're not going to get perfect overnight. And
I'm going to let you emphasize that point, both of you, when we come back, because some people might think, oh, I'm going to go to this workshop and going to that workshop is going to transform me. Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of need to do some things after you go to the workshop. We'll talk about that when we get back. Jennifer Bryant with Nurse Nutrition Counseling and Gina Cordova with Rise and Abide Fitness. We'll be right back.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lesko.
Yes, the Bible says that we should do nothing out of selfish ambition, but that doesn't mean that all ambition is selfish. It's possible to be ambitious, but to not be sinful. In fact, Paul did it and put it on display when he said, "All of us are running a race." I'm paraphrasing 1 Corinthians 9, but not everyone in the race is going to win the prize. He said, "I want to run the race to win the prize. I've got my eyes on the crown." And he often compared following Jesus to being an athlete or being a soldier, both of which are by nature competitive, ambitious things. So as he said, "I'm running to get the prize," he wasn't saying, "I want to beat you." He's saying, "In my lane, there's a prize laid up for me." All of us have a unique crown that God wants to give us at the end of our life when he says to us, "Well done, good and faithful servants. Run your race to get that prize."
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
From the KLYT broadcast studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT, with services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at essenmacherdental.com.
We have the owner of RiseAndAbideWellness.com, Gina Cordova, in studio, and NourishNutritionCounseling.com, Jennifer Bryant, in studio. Always fun to talk about food, and now we're adding fitness, and you guys have kind of a neat partnership here.
Yeah, congratulations. We do. I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
Hey, you've talked about what happens if you're stuck in a diet, or stuck in the world's image of what a woman should be. And men, too, get stuck in that, too. But we're primarily talking about women today.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some examples of what happens if you stay stuck.
Well, so it's funny. I wrote an article about this, too, this year, because I'm doing a series in my newsletter right now on how to ditch the diet for good. I don't know if you've been reading those, Jim, but it's been a really fun series so far. We're week three will be next week, and I couldn't make it short. I think there's like 12 weeks of it because I was like, I have so much to say about this. But anyways, so there's not only, I kicked it off with an article that says, why are we ditching diets? And so it gives reasons physically for why chronic dieting is harmful to our physical bodies. And then I also talk about what are some biblical reasons that we shouldn't always be dieting. And there's not a for sure answer about a lot of things spiritually, right? Like, you are the only person that knows your heart, and God is the only person that knows your heart. And so only you and him can decide if a thought process or a decision you're making is sinful. But there are definitely some things that become, there's some sin patterns that become easier to get into when you're chronically dieting. And so I sort of warn about those in the article that I wrote. So that would be, that's a good one to kind of check out.
As you're saying that, I'm thinking, I want to ask Gina this. Gina, if you are around somebody in fitness and they're just constantly worried about their shape or their fat, would you be really concerned? Because that's where you were at one time.
Yeah, it is where I was at one time. And I think looking back now, I can see how much life I really missed out on. Like I can even see my old self and I could be around people, but alone, like we talked about before, where you're just, you're around people, but you're in your own little bubble, but you're stuck in this little like tower, you know, you're behind this huge wall. You can't really engage because it just consumes your mind and your heart. You know, am I going to eat this and get fat? Am I going to have to go exercise, you know, for 20 minutes longer, half an hour longer to work it off? Like these mindset patterns really just pull you out of life. They keep you from being able to be free and engage with people and with God's beautiful creation in the way that we were designed to. And so, yeah, it is definitely concerning because my heart breaks because I have been there and I know how empty and lonely it is. And I've now tasted the sweetness of being free of that, letting go. And I mean, it creeps back sometimes like, oh, am I going to eat this brownie and be fat? Like, no, like, who cares? Like God gave it to me and I can enjoy it. I just enjoy it with Thanksgiving. I don't overindulge because, you know.
Yeah, I talk about that a lot with people too, you know, finding the balance between seeing food as fuel and nourishment, but also enjoying food. There's yes. so many verses in the Bible that talk about God putting food on this earth to be pleasurable too. And so when we go too far one way or the other with that balance, that's where we start to run into problems.
I'm going to use the word fun. Jennifer makes food fun.
Yes.
Fitness takes a little hard work. We don't want to sugarcoat that, but can that be fun?
Yes, it most certainly can. I mean, exercising just, it can leave you feeling so good afterwards. So I try to make it fun. That's one of my things is my purpose is to help women set their minds on Christ and enjoy exercise as stewardship to the glory of God.
So, exercise is not just conditioning muscles and stuff. Tell us other components. Is it stretching and lots of other things?
So definitely stretching, flexibility, strength training. Cause as we age, we lose muscle mass. And so it's important for us to do resistance training, whether it's body weight or with weights or other resistance items, cardiovascular training, and you definitely want to strengthen your core. It's a whole variety of things. So we actually do a variety. I teach only to women, but we always include strength training and then stretching. All my classes have stretching. I do find that a lot of classes that I've taken online, you get the workout and then see ya, and there's no stretching. And I think stretching is so important. Of course, some of it's rooted in being a synchronized swimmer, right? Age 7, I was like, ooh, I want to have flat splits, so I'm going to stretch every day. But we need that to keep our range of motion healthy and to be able to move without injury.
I don't mean this question to be any insinuation. I'm really pointing fingers at myself, but you mentioned when you were 7.
I was 7, yes.
So your parents had something to do with pushing you into that sport. My children... And I have one in the other room controlling the show right now, so I hope she smiles about this. But can parents early in a child's life contribute to some of these bad thoughts that people have about their fitness?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think so much of the time the parents have such an influence, they don't even realize it.
Abby, it's not that big of a yes. She's over there nodding her head with this big movement like this.
The parents, I think, have so much influence. Even if you say, I'm watching what I eat right now, but you kids can eat this, but I can't because I'm on a diet. That influences yes. your child's mental, you know, capacity for how they think about food. Every single decision you make influences your children's decisions. And so I think that's really important to think about. too.
Yeah, or habits, right? I mean, as the parents, we're the ones that buy the groceries, right? Mm-hmm. So what kind of food are we bringing mm-hmm. home? What are we enjoying with them? Or what are we labeling certain foods as bad or things like that?
Is it more or less expensive to eat right than what we most of us might be doing?
I think it can be less expensive. I think the food industry does a wonderful job of marketing really expensive, healthy, I'm quoting my fingers, healthy foods to us because obviously they want to make money, but it doesn't have to be healthy. You know, if we're buying mostly whole foods, we can actually eat very inexpensively.
And you can take more. Is it harder to cook healthy or easier?
I think sometimes it takes more time because you do have to think about preparing more whole foods. So, you know, when you're talking about like fruits and vegetables, for example, you have to spend the time washing them or peeling them or chopping them or, you know, whatever the preparation process is. So I think sometimes it takes a little bit of effort. You know, we were talking about discipline earlier, and food is a really good example of how a little bit of discipline and a little bit of habit forming can really make a big difference in the family's overall healthy lifestyle. So, you know, creating that, you know, 30 minutes on the weekends to prep some veggies, involve the kids in doing that. There's so many ways that you can, you know, help the whole family create some of those healthy habits without making it a big deal or without making it take a lot of time.
Jennifer, free resource you offer to people, Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health newsletter.
Yes.
That's available on your website at nourishnutritioncounseling.com. Yeah. Is it difficult to register for that?
No, you put in your email.
Put in your email.
And I only send the emails on Tuesdays, so you're not getting a ton of stuff from me. And then, like I said, for 12 weeks, we're doing the ditching the diet. So if you're kind of like listening and some of this intrigues you, that would be a good place to start to start transforming your mind and how you can think about this a little bit differently.
I've noticed that you have a few more plant-based meals that you're putting together in your recipes.
Yes. So we've talked about this in some of the other shows, but one of the things that I do is I do the genetic testing for nutrition. And so there are a couple of gene variants that actually can tell us a little bit about what foods are best for your body. And so mine, when I did mine like 3 or 4 years ago, it told me that my metabolism does a little bit better with plant-based foods. And so I like hamburgers way too much to ever become a vegetarian. So I'm not going to do that. But what I say is I lean a little more plant-based. So I usually cook 2 dinners a week and I'll have 2 to 4 lunches a week that are mostly plant-based. And that helps fuel my body the best way that I can. And I notice that I actually feel really good when I eat that way. So that's something else I really encourage people to do is think about, well, how do I feel after I eat that meal? And kind of going back to what Gina was saying earlier about the motivation, why are we eating well and why are we moving our bodies? And it should be so that we can be fit. We can do the things on this earth that we want to do and that the Lord wants us to do.
Mm-hmm. It's not on the sheet. You'll both be mad at me when I ask you this, but you both have kids. So I want to know what your kids' reaction is to when you are eating healthy.
Well, I don't eat any differently than my family. Yeah. So like, I'll give you an example. Their favorite after school snack is banana slices with a little bit of almond butter and a chocolate chip on top. They love it. I don't know if you guys have ever tried it. It is the best snack. And so I eat that with them. I do not eat differently than my kids. You know, there's a couple meals they don't love, and that's okay. We eat them as a family. And so I don't know if that answers your question, Jim, but I try to.
Well, I think a lot of people are struggling because their kids will only eat a certain fast food restaurant mm-hmm. with Golden Arches French fries.
mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
I do.
And the thing that's really crazy, I remember a long time ago, I used to really like Cheetos. Until my dad said, I'm going to sprinkle a couple Cheetos on our front lawn. This is in the middle of the summer. And I want you to look at those Cheetos and what they look like in the morning. Oh, that was the last one of those. Because they're like really squishy and white. They don't, they're not even orange anymore. And they're absolutely disgusting. They look like certain kinds of worms. And so that got me off of those really fast. But I've told you about chips and things that I like. I mean, I guess I like things that are crunchy and have a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to know, because you can actually then create meals around your preferences like that. There's so many vegetables that you can do crunchy, mm-hmm. That you can actually make really healthy. And then if you know your taste preferences, that can be a little more satisfying for you.
I have a theory. I have twin grandbabies that are 6 months old, and soon they will start eating, you know, the little baby food things. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was growing up, and I don't want to make my mom or dad mad, but they gave us like peas. I'm sorry, but those were the worst. That I could just see a child never wanting to eat peas ever because they had Gerber baby food peas. But I will tell you, there's some baby food, sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. unbelievable applesauce. I like eating that stuff now. So I guess my question really is framed around, how do we get our children involved with good eating habits?
So I think it goes back to training, right? Just like everything else we've been talking about, that discipline, like slowly changing your habits over time, and then talking to your kids about why we're doing this, because we were created by God and we have these bodies that He's given us and He has good works for us to do. And so we want to do our best to take care of the body we've been given, just like we would take care of our house or our vehicle so that it operates well, right? And this is one way we can do it, by eating healthy and eating well, but then allowing that freedom too. Like, yes, it's okay for us to go have dessert sometimes or go out for ice cream or to enjoy other things too. That balance of healthy and enjoying.
I had a client the other day who she wrote me this beautiful email just talking about her and her family going out to ice cream. And she said it was the first time in 30 years that I actually enjoyed my ice cream, mm-hmm. and I didn't think about how am I going to exercise this off tomorrow. And I was like, that is so beautiful. Like, that's what, I mean, the Lord gave us ice cream to enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's Gina and I's heart, is to help women specifically, also men. I do have men clients as well, but to help them find that freedom and find that balance between like the nourishment and also the joy of food.
The Wellness in the Word workshop is coming up Saturday, January 29th, 9 o'clock a.m. at Trinity, the Marketplace Church. That's at 2520 Chama Northeast here in Albuquerque. The event is free. It's hosted by Gina Cordova and Jennifer Bryant, our guest today. One more segment and we'll find out a little bit more details about the workshop and how you can register for it. We'll be right back.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
You made a statement to me in prior shows about how efficient a swamp cooler is compared to refrigerated air. I think the analysis was 20 degrees lower than the temperature outside.
That's one of the best swamp coolers in the world. We'll get you a 20 degree.
So if it's 100 outside, you're going to still be 80 in your house, even if your swamp cooler is working ideally.
Right, but it's the process of evaporation, so it feels a lot cooler than you think it is. There's a thing called temperature, and then there's a thing called sensible temperature.
Bosque Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
Skip Heitzig opens this hotspot with some info on angels.
You know, the word angel means a messenger. So somebody who's sent, somebody who's dispatched. And it would seem that angels were used by God at different periods of history for special events that occurred that God wanted their involvement.
Now more from Skip on the spiritual superheroes.
Part of their job description, to minister, to help, to serve, to attend to minister for those who will inherit salvation. That's us.
Check out the Skip Heitzig channel on YouTube.
Whenever we worship, we are joining the choirs of heaven, or you might say they are joining us.
Listen carefully to this closing point from Skip.
One day you'll be with the angels in heaven if you're a believer, or you'll be with fallen angels in hell if you are not a believer. You see, God gives you incredible power to make a choice that determines your destiny.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect. I have Jennifer Bryant, Nurse Nutrition Counseling, and Gina Cordova. She is with Ride and Abide Wellness. Her website is riseandabidewellness.com. Sorry, I said that a little wrong the
That's
first
okay.
couple seconds.
It's all right.
So it's riseandabidewellness.com.
Rise.
What did I say? I'm saying it wrong again. Rise.
It's not a cycling class.
No,
R-I-S-E.
No,
Rise and Abide. wellness.com and nourishnutritioncounseling.com. Jennifer, I brought this up before. When you go into nourishnutritioncounseling.com, there's somebody that's tried to copy your
website.
Well,
I don't know about that, but you know, she's in a different state. And so it's fine if we have the same business name because we're only in our states. But okay. Yeah, make sure you have the one in New Mexico.
Okay. Well, and there's a lot of free resources available to people. And you're both, obviously, I've just met Gina, but obviously interested in just reaching out to the public, helping them understand these concepts. Mm-hmm. And you're both available to help them go to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, it's not like – you're pushing people to reach a certain competitive goal. You're really just trying to help them be the person God wants them to be.
Yeah. Amen. Yes. Yeah, that's really good, Jim. I think, you know, both Gina and I, our heart behind this workshop and just behind our businesses in general is just to help people feed their bodies well and treat their bodies well. I have an exercise I do with some of my clients that I love that I'll just share really quickly. I have them sit down and I say, if your body was your house and you were leaving it for a couple of weeks, what instructions would you give to someone who is taking care of it for you? And then they have to, you know, make their little list of things that they would tell this other person to do. And then they have to go back to their list and they have to look at those and critically ask themselves, am I taking care of my house as I would expect someone else to. And so that's a really good exercise to just kind of get started in thinking about, you know, how do we change our mindset about how we think about this? And I think that's what God would want us to do is, like Gina was saying earlier, just like we take care of our house, how would he have us take care of our bodies? How would he be pleased with that?
Are there people that don't know they're thinking in a dangerous way about food and about fitness?
I would think so. I think it can be so ingrained in us, right? Especially if we learned it at a very young age. That's just the norm for us. And then we go to God's word and that's where it gets exposed if it's wrong, right? It's like looking in that mirror and then, oh, I am not thinking about this right. Or even culturally, I think maybe sometimes even among other believers, maybe we're not talking about it the right way still, you know, and so.
Well, and I think in churches in general, we don't talk about this. You know, you were talking at the beginning about how we tend to sort of separate like our Bible time and our workout time when really our Bible time should inform the entire yes. rest of our day. And how many decisions a day do we make that involve what we feed our bodies or how we move our bodies? And so that's really our goal and the heart behind this is to bring God's word into these areas of nutrition and fitness because it's something that I think the church in general and our culture really does poorly. So looking at all of it from a biblical perspective is I think what the Lord wants us to do. And especially this time of year, I think January is a great time to be on the radio show because there is so much out there right now about losing weight and weight loss products. And, you know, I was doing a little research before the show and we spent $30 billion on weight loss products last year. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, why are we so obsessed with this? And would the Lord be happy that we are so obsessed with this? And I really think that it's a tool that Satan uses to distract us yes. from what the Lord wants us to be doing and focusing on.
You know, I just saw an ad that you mentioned that get your spring bikini workout in now.
Yeah.
And I think there's two things wrong with that. One, are people even comfortable wearing bikinis? I mean, I know I watch these unbelievable athletes in beach volleyball, mm-hmm. and they're like forcing them to wear next to nothing, mm-hmm. which I'm sure attracts quite an audience,
yeah.
because a lot of them are very, very beautiful. But that doesn't seem like something they should be made to do.
Right. Well, and that's like what we were talking about earlier with the comparison thing, right? We see that on TV and we think, oh, I should look like that. You know, and it's totally the wrong way of thinking. And that's what gets us started in that perpetual cycle where we get stuck and we feel like we can't get out of it.
What's an outcome that you hope for, Gino, with somebody that may have your similar background if they come to your workshop?
I would hope that they would come to our workshop and be encouraged that they're, one, not alone, mm-hmm. that there are other people that struggle as well, and two, that there's hope that you can overcome it and come out of it, and that hope is found in Christ and through His Word.
You've actually enjoyed fitness, though, your whole life, even though there was some things you tortured yourself about, it sounds
like. Yeah, I did always enjoy it, but then I also did it for the wrong reasons, like used it to make up for eating poorly, or, oh, I had that brownie, I got to go do, you know, the next 30 minutes of cardio.
Is it fun now, and are you free in it?
Yes, I would definitely say so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's in its place where I don't feel obsessed over it, where I don't have to, it's not the end of my day if I don't get a workout in, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm focusing on the Lord and what He would have me do first and foremost. And then it's another way for me to take care of my body and be available to do what He wants me to do. But if He doesn't have time for it that day, that's okay.
Jennifer, can you do either or and be healthy? Can you eat right but not do fitness?
I think people try to do it that way. But again, it's all about balance, right? You can't focus on one thing and not the other, and have the fitness that you want. I like Gina's definition of the word fitness. I think, will you say that again, Gina?
I wrote it down because I often forget, but just to be ready, like, I love the dictionary. Here it is. So hold on. I lost it.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, go ahead. To be sound physically and mentally, put into a suitable state, made ready.
Made ready.
Made ready.
I love that. And you can't be ready if you're not eating well. You can't be ready if you're not moving your body.
Right.
You can't be ready if you're not feeding your soul with God's word, right? So in our workshop, we're going to focus on all three of those areas. We're going to do a Bible teaching. We're going to do a fun workout. And by the way, I can testify that Gina's workouts are fun.
Thank you.
I've done them. And then we're going to do a teaching on the lies that we believe. So we're going to try to cover kind of all the areas, so we get a well-rounded perspective on what we're trying to do.
And has this kind of all happened simultaneously?
What do you mean?
I guess I'm at a workshop. Are you like working out the whole time you're talking about the Lord?
So kind of like a schedule, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So yeah, we'll definitely start with a welcome. We're actually going to sing because I feel like singing brings unity within the body of Christ. Then we'll have our Bible teaching. Then some movement. Movement's great for getting the blood flowing and getting your brain ready to learn, right? Then there will be a little break, mm-hmm. and Jennifer's going to teach, and then we're going to have breakout time where you can actually talk with other women, small group time. So the teaching, but then how can we implement this? Mm-hmm. Because that's the biggest part, right? You don't just learn and then walk away and not apply. You have to apply.
And this is called Wellness in the Word Workshop. It is free. There'll be a love offering. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock a.m. Trinity at the Marketplace Church at 2520 Chama. Sounds like a fun time, and people can register at nourishnutritioncounseling.com or riseandabidewellness.com.
That's right.
No cost.
No cost.
I just think that's amazing that you are doing that and affording that opportunity. There's going to be some work involved, though. Once you go to the workshop, you're going to get some ideas, and it'd be a fun way to get healthy.
Exactly.
Amen. Yes.
Fun. Let's find joy in taking care of our body.
Yes.
I'm going to be praying and helping you promote this. Thanks for joining
Thank
us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling.